Right, that's what we are getting there on the ground, Sir Swapo. Of course, it's a press conference for members of Swapo who are concerned about the current situation, the current state of the Swapo party. And of course, one of the points that have been cited there are internal fightings and corruption, tribal and slave politics. Those are tribalism, of course, and slave politics. Those are some of the, matters that are said to be killing the party. And also, the lack of transparency and the continuous silence and kind of a neglect from the president, who is the current head of SWAPO, and at the same time the head of state. And of course, there was a warning, the last warning in the last statement of the Isaac Katali, was saying that if nothing is done, then SWAPO is doomed to fail. Right. So we will be having some insight from various. Right. So we are also going to be in touch with Kelvin, who is on the ground, just to break it down, for us further. To understand it from, the ground and practical, to understand the mood on the ground when it comes to, this is a very serious, as far as the party is concerned. But there is a problem because it seems that all, liberation movements in SADC are facing problems. And not only in Africa. Right, we have Kelvin on the line. Kelvin, good morning.
Morning, Hans. How are you? And good morning to the listeners.
Yes, before we start, I just want to understand, what is the mood on the ground?
Well, it's a very gloomy mood, really, at the Swapo Party National Headquarters here, where we had a very emotional press conference, really, that has been delivered by a group of Swapo Party veterans that are quite not happy with the status quo in connection with what is happening within the party itself. Of course, we had Nas Angula, who is identified in the press media as the Swapo Party member and veteran, Peter Mwatile, Swapo Party member and veteran, as well as Isaac Katali as well, Swapo Party member and veteran. Not really a happy mood, really, here. Comrades, quite gloomy. And you can tell that the press conference itself had a very dark cloud hanging over it.
All right. I heard that they were talking about, the internal infighting starting at the end of the leading towards the end of the term, of the last term of the former president Hifikepunye Pohamba, and of course worsening during this current leadership. Also for the fact that was there anybody in terms of the SWAPO leadership present in the meeting?
So nobody really from the leadership of the Swapo Party was here. Safe to say that some Swapo Party members, definitely, and then of course the veterans. Of course, nobody really in the upper echelon of the party was here. These veterans only, and quite a number of Swapo Party members that seemed in agreement with what they are saying. So really, they've been painting a very ugly picture of the internal. Internal status quo within the Swapo Party itself. Very unprecedented, and this statement is coming at a very critical time. You know that the Swapo Party candidates are vying right now. They are trying to get delegates to their side. They are preparing for this Swapo Party Congress, where the party is going to be putting in place a vice president, and then from there, the vice president, then the default, being the candidate for the Swapo Party for the 2024 presidential and national assembly elections. And the picture that has been painted, of course, by the veterans here is that the Swapo Party is not in a very good state and position to contest the upcoming presidential elections. And the key element, really, that they have pointed here is the issue of disunity. They are saying that the party is riddled with so much disunity. There is less politics. That if the parties go for elections, the chances of winning are quite slim indeed. Taking a look at the very final words that have been put across by veteran Katali there, he says that we want to make Swapo Party ready for the 2024 general and presidential elections, which we imagine that it will be very tough. So already, there is prediction here that the 2024 elections are not only going to be watershed, they are going to be very tough for the Swapo Party. We know that the party is showing in the 2019 National Assembly and Presidential Election Assembly, but also quite a very tough ride. And these veterans here are saying that it's just going to be very worse in the upcoming elections. And they're saying that in the current status, they are assuring the rank and file of the Swapo Party that the Swapo Party is bound to fail. I think you've also listened to my question there, where I wanted them really to come out very clear as to what exactly does failure really mean. But of course, if the reasonable man is to read this statement, definitely it's a prophecy of doom. They don't see the Swapo Party winning the upcoming elections if the situation continues as they see it, and as they also allege there. They're saying that there's a need, of course, for the Swapo Party to be united. There's a need to remove the element of slate politics. We've also seen there from some that have come out even to characterize the current leadership right now that's led by President Hage Geingob as to be a dictator kind of a leadership. And they've also castigated the element of Harambe there, and they've accused the president of introducing factionalism within the party by coming up with the Harambe. So that's really what is coming out here. They are saying that they said they're taking note of how the Central Committee of the Swapo Party has badly handled and downplayed their document, which they tabled at a meeting of the Central Committee on the 20th of August 2022, and how, according to them, some of them are allergic to the truth to be told in Swapo Party. So as far as they are concerned, this is the uncomfortable truth, and these are the uncomfortable questions which the Swapo Party needs to look at right now and answer. And they're saying that whether the Central Committee likes it or not, the problems in Swapo Party continue to mount to what they call unbelievable heights. They've also said, we have also noted the unwillingness of the Swapo Party leadership to hear and or address these problems. Further, they said it also came to our knowledge that some members in our Swapo Party leadership said that we have a vote of no confidence in the current Swapo Party leadership. They're saying that, but if that is what is worrying them, why could they not face us to address their worries? So definitely what we are seeing here, France, is a party that is not in harmony. It's a party that is disjointed. It is a party that is, of course, dealing with matters of disunity. Definitely, I think we saw from the very beginning that the Swapo Party wanted to create a very strong impression of unity and harmony towards elections. The Swapo Party Secretary General, the Swapo Party Administrator Executive Director, the likes of Toby Alpindi, they didn't want this to be happening. They didn't want the party to demonstrate its disunity or to show any fissure lines inside it ahead of Congress. They wanted to create that very strong united frontier as they march towards Congress and as they march into the elections, because they need that, you know, to win this 2024 elections. The party needs to be robust. It needs to be tightly knit. Everybody needs to know their position. Everybody needs to be doing what they're supposed to be doing best, because this time around, the Swapo Party is facing not only itself, it's facing rather elements from outside. The political landscape and temperature has changed so drastically. New political parties have come to the fore. IPC is a threat for the Swapo Party. The Landless People's Movement has already kicked them out from the south. The veterans here say that this is despicable, that as a result of the weakness within the party, they have lost some of their very important strongholds. Most importantly, take a look at the Rongo region, take a look at the southern regions, for instance, where the IPC has penetrated, the LPM has penetrated. So all that has been credited to a lack of unity and a lack of, rather what they call an allergy to resolve the problems that are within the Swapo Party. Back to you, Franz.
Right, Kelvin, thank you very much. It seems that, of course, from a general geopolitical stance, and I mean position or perspective, people are thinking that there is time for the demise of liberation movement, especially in the SADC area.
Yes, indeed. And you can actually tell that it's really a watershed moment for the liberation movements in sub-Saharan Africa. Liberation movements, they are now faced with a real problem. They are now faced with a real threat. You've gone geopolitics there. Take a look at the African National Congress. Political analysts, they are saying that the African National Congress is faced with a real prospect of losing an election for the first time ever since Mandela came out of Robben Island and presided over the arrival of a dawn of independence there. Take a look at what's happening in Zimbabwe. ZANU-PF really having dealt with the MDC for the longest time there, and MDC really threatening them drastically there. Take a look at what is happening elsewhere in Angola, where there was a contested election and all this. So the subtle part, and this is the thing, and this is also my assumption, France, to say that, you know, every country within the subtle party that really loves this party and wants it to continue on the political fabric of Namibia really is concerned about the degeneration that is played out within the strongholds of revolutionary parties, you know, across the sub-Saharan region. So equally, the Swapo Party is faced with these shocks. And the question is, how does the party reinvent itself? This has always been the question within the party, addressed and robustly talked about by the president himself. How do we reinvent ourselves so that we can really be native to the new dynamics, you know, the dynamics of, you know, politics of economics, politics of bread and butter? No longer politics of revolutionary posturing and revolutionary credentials and all that. The world has shifted. The struggle has taken a different face. The party is now faced with different threats. Other political parties have come to the fore as opposition, credible as they are. They've lost a lot of their support base as people migrating to these other political parties. So the Swapo Party needs to reinvent itself. It needs to solidify itself. It needs to rekindle. It needs to keep the fire burning. And how does that happen when these stalwarts themselves are coming out to say that what you think is furniture in the Swapo House are actually spiderwebs that needs to be swept away? And these are spiderwebs of disunity, regionalism, isms, and all this. This press conference has not been delivered by random members of the Swapo Party. It has not been delivered by, you know, the new blood of the Swapo Party. It has been delivered by the old structure, you know, that comes the longest way. I think you saw that veteran who said that, look, we are very few now that have been left who formed this political party from the beginning. But I mean, if you take a look at it, probably if you want to step back a little bit, you ask yourself, why are these veterans coming out only now to address this issue? Is it because of we are in that season of madness? You know, the Congress season is always a season of madness. It's a season of dramatic politics. That's where you get to see people coming out to say some of those things that you rarely hear. So if you really step out of it, you will see that it's really the season of madness. It's Congress, it's power struggles once again, it's jostling once again. So definitely you will see these elements coming out to express themselves in this particular way. They have come out to say that us coming out to dish out this press conference is not to say that we're disgruntled. But if you step back and you see that there's disgruntlement here, you know, you've got Nas Angula in the mix there. There's unhappiness here. And we asked them, so who do you support amongst the three that are contesting for the VP position? They said, we are not here to campaign. We asked it, what do you think about the position of Jerry Kanjo? They didn't want to address that, but ultimately that was addressed because the true feelings within their rank is that Jerry Kanjo is being unfairly treated. So what is happening here? Is it going to concern the leadership of the party? Does this press conference, is it going to concern the likes of Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa, the VP? Is it going to concern Sophia Shaningwa, the Secretary General? Is the Swapo Party president going to be moved? I doubt it, because these people are used to these things. You know, is the Swapo Party campaign season once again? It is the season of madness. Anything is bound to happen. But at the same time, we cannot disqualify. We cannot downplay anything. We need to make sure that we live every moment, we take every word for what it is, so that we are able to better understand what exactly is playing out within the Swapo Party.
Right. Is there any one of them still around that area, or are they all gone?
Reno, the ship Wikineni was just here a few seconds ago. I think he was waiting for me, but then he realized it was taking a little bit of longer time. Then he left. But I see that most of those that were in the press conference have already gotten in their cars and left by this point.
All right, Kelvin, let me thank you for your time, and let me thank you for breaking it down and, of course, giving your perspective into what has played out.
That's right. Thank you, Franz, and thank you to the listeners.
Thank you very much. All right, that was Kelvin breaking it down, of course, what has played out in the press conference. Of course, the speaker in the press conference, the main speaker was Issa Katari, and Nas Angola also was present, and he was a Mr. of ceremony, so to say. It is, you know, very, very dense. It's something that came at a high density. If you have to check if you have to weigh on the scale what they have put forth, it's something that carries more, that has volume, given the type of people that are, you know, speaking. There's some volume in, you know, not some, but there's volume in what is being said. And of course, it is, of course, 30 minutes past 11, and I'm going for a short break. After that, of course, I'm going to open the lines for you to come through. And let's have a conversation. Do you see liberation struggle or liberation movement? You know, what do you make of what is going on? Because even, when William Ruto, when he won the election, the outgoing president would not, you know, congratulate him. So that kind of, you know, divisive kind of mood that is going on in parties, and not only, you know, not only in Africa, but we are seeing even in Britain, Liz Truss is being decampaigned because a large number of people in her party feels that she has failed, and you know, over 50% of people want her gone. That you know, and Biden is also losing. Losing touch. You know, what is going on? And of course, a lot of right-wing or opposition parties are winning election in Europe. The Italian example is there. The Italian election is an example. So you see that there is. Of course, there were rumors that, of course, Xi Jinping. Some people were not happy with him and so forth and so on. Right, let's go for a short break and we'll be right back to continue. All right, there seem to be some chaos here on the stuff. But yes, the number is 0832-888-401 in the studio. Please, let's share time. Let's share time with others. And at the same time, let us, you know, avoid, you know, let's be composed. Let's participate in a manner, you know. Let's have our emotional. Let's have control on our emotions, you know. Let's participate peacefully. Yes, Eagle FM.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Chinengera.
Good morning, Uncle Bana. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you very much. I love that conference or whatever you call it. It is like an introspection where people really need to see how far they have come, how far they will go, looking at the current situation and those the improvement that is needed. I'm very, very, very grateful that they were really concerned, and those concerns are legitimate. To me, is to revive where the dead things were not working, where things were dormant in terms of promoting peace, unity, and also perhaps to strategize as to how to go before you get into the into the 2024. So it's a good platform. It came at the right time, even though there's a concern about the current leadership. But I think it is ourselves, members ourselves, who are actually need to organize ourselves, come together, because we see that we are not even speaking with one unit, I mean with one voice. There is a need for us to unify our unit just like before, so that we can then move mountain. So for me, the because that's why you say they are not concerned with the those candidates and what is more important as of now in order for us to look at the credential of those candidates. Now here you are talking about units, you are talking about how have we gone away from there, what is it that we should do, and we all need to do these things and protect the credential of the Swapo Party and the members. And also to make sure that the nation here is actually looking upon them, upon Swapo members, upon all those still loving people, those who want to contribute, patriotic Namibians. We should also then work together with those manifestors and with those program of the nation. So it's unity that matters. Thank you very much, Frank.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right, 0832-888-401. Uncle Bueno says, well, the concerns are legitimate and the press conference has come at the right time. What have you to say? You know, it is better for you to identify, you know, and this is, you know, we can take it in a mockery way. But if you identify your problems and your failures and your, you know, weaknesses, that means that you are alive. And then those who don't want to accept that there's something is wrong, there's something wrong. So this represents life when somebody is able to identify their mistakes. Yes.
Mr. De Franca, thank you for the opportunity. Let me also take my part or to contribute. Yeah, in Swapo. We need to master our communication very well and be consistent. So to create more job opportunity. And I think I think there's those who are, as the something like, they are those who are using like Swapo in the house. They saw those who are abusing the name Swapo. So we need to sit down and have a good communication to say, where are we really lacking? What we have to do from here? We need to look back and see what can we do. And especially when we come to house environment, people are suffering and because of just somebody having a big heart because of the money and the middleman. We need to sit and see where is the problem. It's not too late. It's too early. We can capitalize from here. Thank you, Madras.
All right. Thank you very much. 0832-888-401. That's the number in studio. And it is 21 minutes to 12. This 21 minutes, let's share time and let's also, you know, have a conversation. What do you make of the conference? Eagle FM.
Yes, Eagle, my daughter. How are you doing, Mr. Franz?
Yes, Abdul, how's it?
Okay.
2 minutes, please.
Okay, good morning,
yes.
Good afternoon, or good morning to your listeners. Yeah, look, Swapo is on the right position. But the only advice I may give to the leaders in the parties, like, for example, blame is going to the president. President needs to stand up as a man, as a leader, to his people, number one, and to his party members. Open up, come up, and say, okay, these are the mistakes that you have been pointing over me as your leader. Okay, the shoulder in me, to me to be removed, the bandage on me, let me open up to say, 4 candidates or 5 candidates in the presidential. You nominated like Kenya did the same. No presidential candidate comes in. There are debate. You form. Okay, let's say the Savangura General Madila, the deputy prime minister. Then you have the minister for environment. Then you have. So you have two from the young side, the old side, and then the women and the men. Then this candidate in the coming presidential that you want to nominate it. Because what I'm seeing is that the mistake is that when they are doing it, Namibia is not ready yet for female president. One, Namibia is not ready yet for you to be given to opposition party. So if you see this downfall, it's about to say that SWAPO will fall down because of this reason. So get a presidential candidate
I have limited time, my brother. Let's share time.
Okay, my brother, no problem. Thank you very much. So let us see the mistake. That's all I wanted to point in.
Right. Yes. 0832-888-401. That is number in studio. 0832-888-401. What do you have to make? You got a fan?
At the France.
Yes.
SWAPO is not leading us anywhere. Look, if you look at the groups, the two groups, you look at these ones that are busy campaigning on public resources, using public resources. Last night we were watching the so-called prime minister deep in the eastern part there, telling us all stuff about boreholes.
Which eastern part is that?
Okongo, Omdaungilo.
You know that there are two east.
For the first time I see her there, but it's apparently the prime minister visit, but we all know that she is there because she's using government resources to campaign for her position. It was so funny. I saw Dr. Ngurare there under the mantle of director in the Ministry of Agriculture. I saw Abraham Nehemia there. But these people are being used by the prime minister on her SWAPO campaign rendezvous. That is unethical and it is immoral. So we all see this, people in SWAPO see this, and they are not going to vote SWAPO come 2024. These people that were holding a press conference here, what were they telling us if they could not speak directly to the leadership crisis in SWAPO? The paging and exclusion of some people and the rampant, the arrogant disregard of SWAPO procedures and constitutions, the Helmut Angula amendments and all this, they were not prepared to talk about it. You are cowardice. So why? And look at the unemployment in the country. Look at the soaring food prices. What is SWAPO going to tell us? And what are they going to? Where are they going to lead us after 2024? So they must rest assured that come 2024, whatever happens, people are not going to go for them.
All right. Thank you very much. 0832-888-401. That's a number 401. Some of us are not able to pronounce the Z. We say Z. And we say 0401. Whatever is closer to your tongue. Eagle FM,
how are you, man?
Good, how's it?
Good.
Yes.
I wanted to ask, if your computer is crashed, is having a virus, what you do to it?
Your computer is a virus?
It's crashed and everything is just chemical. What you aren't you just need to format it?
Yeah, take it to the where are you?
Fine. The only amicable solution I have for our party SWAPO is just to format the party. That's all.
Okay, but in formatting you lose all important things. Maybe before you format, you need to do backup, and that is what they are doing with a press conference. So in a technological world, what they are doing now, we call it backup.
For now, I don't think with our SWAPO computer, we don't need backup anymore. Just format everything, then we start over.
No, my brother, in the language of technology, you backup all the, because they are important files. So you do backup before you format. And that is what they are doing.
That's why I'm saying with our SWAPO computer system, we don't have any important files anymore. Let's just format everything, then we start over at the screen.
So we come up with we put in a new operating system.
We put a new operating system. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Quite a powerful analogy there. That what do you do with a computer that has a virus? Well, it depends. Put in an antivirus and scan the computer. If it is gone beyond, if it is gone to the level of formatting everything, then of course you do the formatting. You get FM?
My brother Franz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Yes.
You know, the war veterans, they took time to see things when things are going down. I'm angry with them. This press conference was supposed to be there already, first time of Hage. We're supposed to, some of us, we have been saying this all along, that we are going to we are about to reach the graveyard now. And I remember one time when Eagle FM host Kaznabo, may he so rest in peace. I told you myself that this situation we are now because of you, war veterans. Now at least they are coming out to speak out the truth. That's what I want to say. God must bless them. They must continue that. That's the spirit we want. They must not wait until the country is at ground zero. We will suffer here. They must come up quickly and talk. Once you see that the country is going down, voice up. Tell the leadership that here we are going down. We don't want to be in this situation. So at least now they are there talking. I want God to bless them. I thank you, my brother Franz. God bless.
All right. 0832 888 401. My talking here is done. So now it's your time. Now it's your time. Fifteen minutes to go. We still want to hear your voice. What do you make of the press conference? This is what we call backing up the files, or maybe sounding an alert. You know that there is a virus in a computer and it needs to be scanned. Somebody saying format the hard drive. Yes.
Another synonymous word to formatting is, they call it what, flashing?
Yeah, flashing the computer. Starting from the scratch.
And when you are flashing, you know, this kind of flashing is also related also to, you also use it to flashing the toilet. When you mess up on the toilet pot, what do? You flush it and then the water will go, will wash everything and everything will go. You don't play around the pot and try to sympathize with what is on the pot, the dirtiness that is in the pot. So what we are seeing exactly like my brother has alluded to is that our mother party is to be honest. You know, I called in the other time when President Hage Geingob had last year when they had an introspection, they said it was a post-mortem what. They had a meeting in Windhoek and they were supposed to interrogate each other and find consensus and find solutions. So now you don't understand the press conference of today. Was it a response to what the other press conference that was there last year where they were supposed to introspect each other, but at the end they ended up blaming opposition and other leaders of other political parties? When you introspect yourself, you are supposed to point at yourself and ask yourself intellectual questions as to what went wrong and what is supposed to be done now. So our mother, I would advise, I'm not a member of SWAPO anymore, but that is my mother party. That's where my parents, when we were born, that's where we found our parents already baptized into that belief. But what I would advise my mother party is that they should be prepared to become the official opposition come 2024. And then it's only from there they will be able to rebuild up themselves again, maybe, and then do something extraordinary that will win the support of the majority back again. Maybe in case the other ruling party, which is coming after 2024, has not lived to the expectations of the majority of this country. Because we are living in a democratic country where people are making judgment, and when people are making judgment and they cast their vote, You don't question that. So my little humble advice to our brothers and sisters is that they should be prepared to become an official position, because they mess up a lot of things. We are talking about our government resources. Currently, they are campaigning with government cars. They are not doing office work. I don't know whether they are on leave or they are in office.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes. 0832888401. We still have 11 minutes together. I can take even more calls if we stick to the 2 minutes. Eagle FM. Hello?
Eagle FM.
Yes, Eliezer.
Oh.
Yeah, you owe me, you promised me something and you never brought it.
I will bring it.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, when I listen to how the SWAPO now presenting their weakness, you see, now they said it will be tough. How do they know that it will be tough? And what is telling them that maybe it will be tough? From where? When we say people should listen to the ground, people are there crying there, and then you don't want to listen. You say you are just maybe you are educated and you can do everything for your people, and then now you find that no, it will be tough. You know your failure. How could you allow the failure to go through and overtake your knowledge? And then you know, it's a failure because of this, it is tough. What you done to the people? If they don't want to listen to the community, to the voters, and then when it comes to the last point now, they said, no, maybe if nothing happened, it will be tough. How could you, that is something will be happening to be easier. What things will be done in a very short time left? Which was not fast. Because we are now 32 years, and then I will left with a few months to go to election.
Now we said, all right.
How do we change it there?
Okay, thank you very much. Let's hear from what others have to say.
Okay, fine.
Right. What do you have to say? What do you have to say? 0832888401. Tribalism in the party. Factionalism. Slave politics. And, you know, those are some internal, you know, cancers that are going on. Otherwise, 2024, according to their prediction, is going to throw SWAPO into a serious karatagoma. So SWAPO is going to be in a serious karatagoma 2024. I have another word, dictionary word, that is even more heavier than that one. So, but I will reserve it for now. But of course, they are predicting a karatagoma. If nothing changes, it's not going to be a crisis. It's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be trouble. It is going to graduate to that, from a crisis and from a problem and from a trouble, from whatever word you know, into a karatagoma. So you say karatagoma is a final word of a problem. Eagle FM.
Yeah, Mr. Friends, you said 2 minutes, 2 minutes. I just came back for a second minute. The brothers and sisters, they need to understand that when people are campaigning, they are using not private car, they are using government car. The reason behind is if these people are doing job for the country, they are being protected by security purpose while they are using the car. Those car are government number plates. If they want to use a private car, if any case there's an attack by the force of whatever might be happening there, who going to be responsible for those people? If there is an accident, who going to be responsible? So this is why then they are using this government number plate. Does not mean they are using it as a carelessness or a taxpayer, as you say. That is because of the security that have been given to them. That's why. And then the second thing is I want to point is, look, ANC or SWAPO or ZANU-PF or Angola, these are all one agent that is been tried. But all of them, they came to, in the end of the day, it depends on what you put on the ground. Now you look at your mistake, you build up with the relationship before the election comes. It's 2 years you have. But these 2 years, in 6 months, how are you going to pick up again from that the last 4 months? That is what we are saying. So they have a chance to be given, but then SWAPO Party has to prove that Namibia, we are ready. Namibia, we are ready with you, and you are ready with us. So let's fight the battle for success, for all collectively. We make a mistake here and here, we acknowledge that mistake, but let's move forward and let's forgive each other and come together. Because you, the voter, and you, the leader, will make this country to make a better country for all of us. That's the leader that has to be done. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sir.
All right. We continue. I just have still some few minutes. I can take two more, and before we call it a day. Eagle FM.
Dr. Francis, good morning.
Yes, morning.
Good. About this status, discussing about SWAPO, that Jerry Ekanjo, this status behind the memorial service of SWAPO Party. We determined to bury SWAPO come 2024. We bury SWAPO 2024. They are in the memorial service of SWAPO Party now. They must know this.
My brother, we don't want to campaign here.
Thank you.
Yes. Please, let's remove the campaigning element. We are not campaigning. Let's just have a conversation. Eagle FM?
Hello, Eagle FM.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling from north.
Yes.
It's pity for those guys who are having a press conference. Why a press conference now on 19th of October? And next month, we are already going to have a congress for the party.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the timing? What does it help? Well, I understand that they say they spoke to a delegate. Fine. It's important that they say they spoke to the delegate. Because it's only the delegate which can react to what they want. And the thing is, Since 2012, I see these people who are having a press conference today, they are blaming the SWAPO leadership. Since 2012, what were they doing? Why didn't they change? If they wanted to change the leadership of SWAPO since 2012, The Congress which put the leadership which is there now. I am glad the one guy said no, Jerry's case is not in their program for the press conference. Thank you for that. But the leadership which is there, we are now only waiting for the Congress on the 22nd, if I'm not wrong, or next month. Either we have got one of the two ladies, or we have got the gentleman who is there, and finish. I don't see any change to the program. For example, say postponement or whatever. That's why I say thank you. They said they spoke to the delegate.
All right.
But the delegate will not change anything anyway. The leadership, which is the two ladies which are there, either one of the ladies or the gentleman, they will not change that those things. I think they are disgruntled. They are just afraid to say it straight away. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right, and of course, this brings me to the end of this conversation. I'm not going to take any call right now because this is going to add into Dwight's time. And we will go right into Dwight's time right now. And my system is acting up here. We couldn't have anything playing from the system. But, of course, let's prepare for Dwight's time, for the brand conversation. Of course, this conversation will continue. This is going to be news on our sister programs on the radar. Of course, Kelvin will have also tomorrow some part of it. And of course, during the Oshiwambo shows, you can also have conversation with around that one.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified ads.
7 steps to secure customary land rights. Are you a Namibian wanting to register your customary land right but don't know what steps to follow? The Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform wish to inform every Namibian citizen, especially the people living in the communal areas, to follow 7 simple steps to secure their customary land rights in their respective regions as per the provisions of the Communal Land Reform Act, Act No. 5 of 2002. Step 1. Identify your land with the village headman or headwoman who represent the traditional authority in your area. Make sure that the neighboring landholders are present to collectively define the boundaries of the identified land parcel. Step 2. Fill in Form A to apply for registration for customary land rights. Pay the $25 application fee to the traditional authority and obtain a receipt as proof of payment. Attach the consent letter from the traditional authority, proof of payment, and your Namibian identity document, passport or birth certificate to your application and hand it over to the secretary of the communal land board based at our office in your region. The application forms are readily available at the traditional authority office and the ministry office nearest to your area. Step 3. The staff members of the Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform in your region will come to verify your application, measure and map the identified land parcel. The village head, yourself and the neighboring landholders should be present during this transparent verification process. Step 4. Your application will be displayed for 7 days on the notice board at the local traditional authority office to invite for any objections that may arise from fellow community members. Step 5. The communal land board in your region will meet to approve your application in accordance with the provisions of the Communal Land Reform Act, Act No. 5 of 2002. Step 6. If your application is approved, then your customary land rights certificate will be printed and handed over to your traditional authority for collection. Step 7. You will be notified to verify the information on the certificate. Pay the $50 collection fee to the traditional authority upon collection of your customary land rights certificate. Remember, your land is your future. Apply now to register. The Program for Communal Land Development is proudly funded by the Government of the Republic of Namibia, the European Union, and the German Corporation through the German Development Bank. For further information, please contact our Public Relations Office at the following telephone number, 061-208-7929.
corruption from Namibia. Corruption is harming the people of this country. When people ask you to do something you know you should not do for their benefit and offers you something in exchange, like a bribe, that is corruption. Corruption causes poverty. Corruption causes unfair and weak service delivery. Corruption affects your welfare. You can make a difference. Say no to corruption. This message is sponsored by Konrad Adenauer Foundation and supported by Forum for the Future.
Yambura punjora orewe wa pamatira tiro pamwe no NHP. Kufombinga mefia fano lo madina lo NHP de tofindana. Edina lo riolifa liri dingi ilerina. Edina lo kanamwenyo otarimo no omito o kufindano mano angushu. Yoshimari wa shedoro mavamino nkombali. Eholono la shohala oliri kove mwene. Kuchande ongobe o maholi ile kavoicha koipumbiwa iyo meumbo. Keshe omano okuno angushu yedoro mavamino nkombali. Ohatu ya njinatango omano mo mepo koshivike numuro Ashoko kwa shiri pareka kucha alushe o apwirikina Kalela pepanja letu kwa Facebook kwa uyerele uhapu E mangono manadura fano Odo dina okulandurwa NHP We about you
Vasco Saltutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Limorisa Zasirimo Sestatama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzi, Mbatutoze Pahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Event Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wa fela kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na Kapa, mupotele luofi sizerivu kaofi. Mamre mingi wa winduk, tolopo yankure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni Wallabies Bay. Kapa, mwilize nomboro ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
On August 26, Namibia remembers the heroes whose blood waters our freedom. So to ensure that their blood was not shed in vain, commit yourself to live a life worthy of their sacrifice. Vow to honor our heroes by driving sober, adhering to the speed limit, wearing a seatbelt, regularly checking your tires, and being a responsible pedestrian. Join the movement and honor our heroes. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.